Joining us, this is our fifth podcast in our summer series with the Sherburne Soil and Water Conservation District, and today we're sitting down with two of our Sherburne County Commissioners to talk about what is an SWCD. And I'm going to start off introductions by handing it over to Francine.
Hi, I'm Francine Larson. I'm the district manager. I've been with the district now for about 15 years. Prior to that, I worked in the private industry as a financial manager. When the opportunity arose to work for an agency that strives to help people help the land, I jumped at the chance. While my position tends to be more behind the scenes, I am grateful to work with such an amazing group of people to help provide support towards our conservation accomplishments.
Thanks, Francine. My name is Miranda Wagner. I'm the agricultural conservationist with the Sherburne Soil and Water. I've been with the district since 2016, but prior to that, I worked for the Natural Resources Conservation Service in both North Dakota and Minnesota. And one of the reasons, kind of what Francine said, I love helping people and being able to work with the farming community, which is just such just an excellent group of people that I get to work with every day. It brings me a lot of joy and it's really fulfilling. Passing it over to Commissioner Phoebe.
Thanks, Miranda. Lisa Phoebe, Sherburne County Commissioner, representing District 5, which includes the south end of Princeton, the city of Zimmerman, and Livonia and Baldwin Townships. I have worked in policy, have been influencing policies since the year 2000. I ran for my first election in 1999 and was elected to a school board. I've served on the local, state, worked on the federal level, and now I'm back as a county commissioner influencing policy and residents on the local level. So I've served in an influencing policy for almost 25 years. Prior to that, I have a degree in social work. I worked in the area of social work and then hopped over to working in Catholic youth ministry and social justice. Probably most proud I am is of my three sons and my five grandsons. And now, Gary Gray.
Yeah, hi, I'm Gary Gray, Sherburne County Commissioner representing District 4. I have the distinction of representing the largest landmass in Sherburne County, representing five townships, part of the city of St. Cloud, city of Clara Lake. I'm a retired fourth generation potato farmer, started farming in right out of high school, farmed alongside my father and my brother. We both all retired in 2020, growing potatoes, sweet corn, soybeans, field corn, strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. So then, but I wore two hats at that time. Also, I was the Clear Lake Township supervisor, chairing that distinction for 12 years out of the 18 I was on there. I then retired from farming, decided that I wanted to continue my community service, as I call it, and ran for county commissioner and got the distinction of being elected into my fifth month now. And I'm married, have two kids and one grandchild and one on the way. So that's me.
Well, thanks, Gary. That's exciting. People are probably wondering, why are we talking to county commissioners? How are you connected to the Soil and Water Conservation District? Do you want to talk a little bit about committee assignments?
Sure. So when you're a county commissioner, a lot of people think that you have two board meetings a month and that's it. It's very different than that once you're in these roles. We have upwards of 20 plus committees or joint powers boards or different things that we're liaisons to. And one of those appointments is the liaison to the Soil and Water Office. What I find intriguing is not all counties have this. This is somewhat unique to Sherburne County that we have for many, many years had a liaison to the Soil and Water Office. So I was that liaison for my first 6 years as a commissioner and have been involved with our Soil and Water Office, which I think is a great position because they are part of our levy. They come and ask for us to support them as a county, and it's much easier to support an entity that you know pretty much exactly what they're doing.
Anything to add, Gary?
No, I got the distinction of taking over for Lisa as the liaison to the Soil and Water Conservation District. I guess probably what facilitated that the most was the fact of my deep agricultural background and, you know, in continuing on with that.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, so both of you have also had experience with the Soil and Water Conservation District besides being assigned to us with your committee assignments. So when I started in Elk River with the Natural Resources Conservation Service in 2012, Bill Bronder, who's my predecessor with the district, I said, all right, Bill, where are we doing demo plots this year? And he's like, oh, we don't really have anything lined up. We've never really done demo plots before. And I said, oh, that's not an acceptable answer to me. Where are we doing demo plots this year? And he's like, okay, let me make a few phone calls and let me see what I can do. So he called, I don't know if he called you, Gary, or if he called Paul, and we showed up on your farm planting a cover crop demonstration plot. One of the first demo plots in Sherburne County on your land. So that's the first time that I worked with Great Potato Farm.
Yeah, that, I guess, you know, what precipitated that is a lot of the farmers around Sherburne County planted cover crops just basically for wind erosion. But your approach to it was much different in the fact that we were looking not only at wind erosion, but at soil health. And I think that's what intrigued my brother and I greatly in regards to that. We questioned exactly what you were planting at one time. That was curious, but we trusted your judgment and what you were doing. And I think a lot of the progressive farmers now within the county have taken some of that knowledge that you have gained and are continuing to plant cover crops, either in the spring in between corn rows, you know, for cover crop for the fall to carry through to the spring, all to, you know, improve soil health and wind erosion. So that kind of where we started, Miranda, that's where I first met you and Bill. And, you know, it was an interesting plot, to say the least. It just something we had been involved with the University of Minnesota and test plots on our farm for years. It goes back generations. But that was the first time anybody ever had planted a cover crop test plot. So kudos to you and to that, because I think it moved forward. And I think a lot of people in the area took heart to the fact that it improves soil health and other benefits to the cropland.
Yeah. And if you, I did a podcast with some of the irrigators kind of in the area in Minnesota, and we touched just a little bit on cover crops and soil health, but that's like a 2-hour podcast with me, I think. I could just go on and on. But Lisa, you've worked with our office as well. Not with me, because you're not currently farming, but you've worked with our office.
Yes. So my first involvement with the Soil and Water Office was way long before I was a commissioner. I moved on Little Elk Lake in Zimmerman, moved my family to that lake, got involved in the Lake Association, and our Sherburne County Soil and Water Office was connected to the Initiative Foundation, and they were doing the Healthy Lakes Partnership. So way back when, I bet around 2000, we were one of the first lakes in the area to do the Healthy Lakes Partnership, learned all about impaired waters and the significance of that, why they're impaired, how they become impaired, and how to make those lakes better. And I really drilled down because I lived on a lake, but also I was serving in office, and it was important for me to learn those things. I served on the Lessard Sams Council for a while when I was in the state Senate, which appropriates funding to a lot of different entities in the state that are trying to make our environment and our natural resources better. So was really involved there. Ended up, along with the Soil and Water Office, then installing a buffer strip on my Little Elk Lake property. We had a lot of lakeshore, so it was a large one, but a really interesting process. And then I also worked on another buffer strip on a friend's property in Isanti. So more recently, I've connected with the office on a personal level. I now live in a neighborhood that has 68 ash trees. A third of our canopy cover is ash trees. So we're getting a little nervous, having a little anxiety about emerald ash borer. So now I'm studying trees in addition to continuing studying water.
So you probably started working with staff that's no longer with us, but you've worked with Dan Sabalka and Franny Jurdy, and then also probably David Wick now, who is kind of our district forester who fills that role for us.
So to kind of change it up a little bit, Lisa, you talked about it a little bit here, but what role do you see SWCDs taking in the state, but also specifically in Sherburne County?
Well, definitely, I think one of our strengths and something that I believe the Soil and Water Office does so well is education. We are out there addressing the needs, whether it's clean lakes, rivers, ag property, offering different educational opportunities to really teach people, why are our lakes impaired? So many people don't understand that. They move up to this area. You know, we're only an hour out of the cities, so they want to live on a lake. They want to mow that lawn right down to the water, like the suburban lawns, and don't understand how that is not good for their water. So I think one of the best things that the Soil and Water Office does is educating communities, households, and our youth, going into our schools and doing the programs that we do, I think are so effective. Get them when they're young to learn about our natural resources.
Excellent. Gary, as a new liaison, where do you see it?
For me, yeah, I kind of mimic what Lisa said about the educational part piece of the whole thing, the outreach. I guess, you know, for me being involved with soil and water early when in the agricultural area, I didn't even realize the in-depth of what they do with, you know, shoreland, buffers, trees, all the concert, you know, the watersheds. I think all of that, you know, is, and to educate the public is probably the biggest thing. And the staff at Soil and Water Conservation, every time I meet or see one of them, or there's another acronym that pops on out of somewhere, I have to ask and I get educated a little bit more every meeting I attend, because it's something that I don't have any expertise in, but the Soil and Water Conservation District does. And it's a huge part of what we do in Sherburne County for the environment and what goes on.
You bring up an interesting point there, Gary. When people work with the soil and water, they usually think that we do one thing, because they've only worked with one staff member. But unless you come to one of our meetings or you happen to come into the office, there's an entire team of us, and we all are very much into one topic, the one kind of piece of Sherburne County that we cover. And so you may not know that all of us exist, but we cover pretty much all of the natural resources in Sherburne County, or we try to, right? There's only, how many are up there? Six of us. So when you're sitting at a soil and water meeting, or Lisa, when you were sitting at soil and water meetings, what was the favorite topic that we would discuss that would really pique your interest? I'm going to let Gary go first.
Oh, no pressure. Favorite topic, probably, you know, because I've had the ag part before, but to learn about the watershed and the vast interconnection of how that all works. You know, it's just like, oh, yeah, the river runs by, or the creek goes by, or this pond or this lake, but this is all intertwined in some capacity. And that I never realized, I guess, you know, in the back of your head, you figured it all had to. But the complexity of all of that, and way beyond my scope of education, and to learn about that is huge for me. I think it gives you a better understanding of why some things happen to the environment, and what everybody's little bit affects what goes on. Even if you're not on water, what you do eventually will affect the water.
I think for me, this is a hard question to answer, because as you know, I loved my liaison position to soil and water. In fact, I miss it now. The people that are in your office are just second to none, and their enthusiasm and passion for enhancing our assets of our county in so many ways is so clear every time you meet with anyone in the office or if you're at a meeting. So there's just so many things that the office does that I was interested in. I think I go back to that whole education piece. You know, they hosted a Women in Agriculture event and made it fun, but also educational. getting into the schools is vital. I mean, we that early intervention to help people, what helps rivers and lakes and what hinders them or makes them unhealthy is really important. We teach sometimes the parents through the kids. So that education piece was definitely a highlight for me whenever I would sit in the meetings or participate in any of those activities.
One of our last questions, if you could describe the work that SWCDs do in one word or phrase, what would it be?
This was a hard one. I have said, I wrote down for this one, best in state. I believe we are one of the best soil and water offices in the state, and I tout that every time I get a chance. The mission is to affect the quality of life of people, just as we do as county commissioners. That's always our goal, to enhance the quality of life. And I think we partner with the Soil and Water Office in their area to enhance those assets we have that are so important to our residents of Sherburne County. So that was a lot more than one word, but I am a huge champion of our Soil and Water Office, and I let everyone know the great job that we're doing and appreciate the work that you do.
Yeah, that was a lot more than just one word. I was expecting to say one thing, but after you said that, I got to elaborate a little bit, but I would just use the word outstanding. I guess, you know, the staff, they complement each other incredibly well. They work together incredibly well. They have a passion together. They all understand what's going on. And the bottom line is they're all there to improve and condition our environment. And I don't think you can put a value on that. And, you know, we as commissioners, yes, we fund some of the Sherburne County through the levy and things like that. And I have to compliment them in the fact that they, from what they give, we could give them a lot more. And I think would be great. But for what they do get, and from us in the state, I think what they, the bang for the buck is huge. And I can't compliment you enough on how you do that and work with the resources you have to, you know, to help the community and the environment in the way you do.
And if I can add a little bit, people that are around me know that I love to hike. I love to backpack. I love to be outside. Lakes and rivers have always been a critical part of my life. And I think, you know, I always say I've been fortunate to travel quite a bit in my life, and yet the Boundary Waters is some of my favorite space in the world. And so anything that we can do to protect and improve those spaces for our residents is important to me. And as we've seen in the past during the pandemic, you know, our parks and our trails, and people just wanted to be outside, wanted to be together outside so they could be safely together. And it's just, studies show that being outside and having healthy places to congregate and be together just improves your lifestyle in general. And that's priority to me. So I, in my personal life, and also what I bring to the table as a commissioner.
Yeah. And from my standpoint, the one thing, you know, all it takes is one phone call to your office and you're going to get an answer. You're going to get direction. You're going to get, and if they don't know it, that resident will be able to, you'll direct them and where to go to answer their questions. And most people really want to do what's right, but they don't know where to call. They don't know, they don't make the call, or they don't know where to call. And I think, again, that's the educational piece of it. We as commissioners got to support and, you know, promote the SWCD. And I think that will do. And Lisa said she, you know, she's not going to get her liaison back to the SWCD anytime soon, because I'm not going to give that up.
Well, thank you both. That was incredibly kind. We often have a hard time explaining who we are. We're not the county. We, you know, we're kind of adjacent to the county. We're actually more tied to, when we think about organization, we're tied to the Natural Resources Conservation Service, which is federally funded, and the Farm Service Agency. That's where we used to be housed. Those are our sister agencies. However, we do get support from the county and the state, and we're locally led. We're locally led conservation, working within Sherburne County. And that gives us the benefit of being able to really hone in And I would say all of the districts across the state would say this. We can hone in on what Sherburne County needs because we know that all landscapes are different. And we have different people, we have different resources, and we have to work closely with what we have. There's not a cookie cutter for a soil and water. We kind of morph and we hire and we go into programming that we think can best benefit our resources in Sherburne County. And it is a unique county. It's a commuter county for the cities, but also St. Cloud. We have some amazing lake opportunities and fishing and, you know, other recreation, but we also have a lot of irrigated farmland, and it's balancing all of that together. And the Anoka Sand Plain, we can't forget about that amazing natural resource that was here prior to settlement that we're trying to work within as well. So I appreciate the kind words. We have always had such a good experience with having a county commissioner liaison. You bring so much to the meetings, and you give a different perspective, which is really great. But again, I want to thank you for joining us today. This has been fun to talk to you guys about what you think the soil and water does and how you've worked with us in the past. Thank you for your time today.